So just make yourself comfortable and remember we've done this before. All I want you to do is to look up like that. Keep your eyeballs up, keeping your eyeballs up. Breathe in and breathe out. And take another deep breath. Keep your eyeballs up. Breathe in, breathe out. Every time you blink, that is hypnosis coming upon you. And just one final time, breathe in, keep your eyeballs up, keeping your eyeballs up. As you exhale, just close your eyelids right down, all the way down. As your eyelids shut down, just drop your chin a fraction so you feel that same looking down feeling that you might feel as you look over a balcony. Or down a flight of stairs, you are looking down 10 steps. You're moving on to step 10 as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9, you can see your feet. And moving on to each step as you take step 8, you can hear your feet treading each step. You're taking step 7, going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 6, as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 5, as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step 4. As each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 3 and 2 as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You are taking step 1, just go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. Just go deeper, deeper, and deeper. And even deeper still, and as you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, you are listening and responding easily, effortlessly, perfectly with your subconscious mind. And while you're listening with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is drifting away and you can remember everything. So I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1 and your brilliant mind is going to take you back to a scene, place, event, and time that is all to do with how, where, why, and more than anything, when you acquired this belief that my parents don't love me, or my parents are not loving to me, or my parents love other kids more than me. Maybe they love each other more than me. You don't have to think about this. As I count, your brilliant mind, your genius mind will take you back to the most relevant scene that's all to do with how you acquired this belief that your parents are not loving enough to you. So right now on the count of 5, you are easily, effortlessly drifting back to a scene, place, event, and time that is all to do with how, where, why, and when you ever got this belief that you don't have loving parents. On the count of 4, you're becoming years younger. On the count of 3 and 2, you are becoming smaller, lighter, shorter. Years, months, weeks, days are peeling away from your body. You are drifting right back right now. Just be there. And as I click my fingers, a scene is springing to mind clearly, vividly, easily, effortlessly. This scene in your mind where you are now, is it daytime or nighttime? You'll find that you just know. It's rather like someone switching on the television. All of a sudden, the picture fills up the screen. It's rather like switching on your computer and suddenly the screen is filled up. So as I ask you each question, you know where you are now. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you inside or outside? Are you on your own or is anybody with you? And here's the only question that matters. What are you doing, seeing, feeling, and experiencing? As I click my fingers, you know, like it was yesterday. What are you doing? Seeing, feeling, where are you? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? What are you hearing? As I count to three, one, two, and three, your ears are wide open. Wide open. You can hear something being said to you, over you, around you. And what you're hearing is very linked to why you believe your parents didn't love you enough. And maybe you're hearing something like, why can't you be like your sister? Why can't you be like your brother? Look at my friend's child. Look how smart they are, how well behaved they are, how better than you they are. And of course, most of us as children hear that. The teacher likes other people more than us. Our parents like other kids more than us. So stay in that scene. And I simply want you to understand how, where, why, and when you acquired a belief that my parents don't love me enough. Maybe they love someone else more, or maybe I have to earn their love. Maybe they expect so much. I've got to be a perfect grade A student. I've got to be perfectly behaved. Maybe they shame me for doing something wrong. I don't love you when you do that. I'm going to leave you if you behave like that. I'm going to send you away if you behave like that. And many of us have gone through that ritual of parents pretending to leave, pretending to abandon us, pretending they don't want us anymore because of the way they think we're behaving. And that leads to a belief, oh, I'm not lovable. My own mother said she would leave me. My own mother said she wished she'd never had me. My own mother said that my sister was so much better. My brother was so much easier to love than me. So stay in that scene and just be aware of what you're hearing, feeling, seeing, and experiencing. And just hold on to that as if you've now got a DVD of that one scene. Because now we're going to go back to another scene to do with that very same feeling. My parents don't appear to love me the way I am. I have to be more, do more, achieve more to get love. Or maybe I can't do anything to get love because they just don't love me. So on the count of five, you're going back to another vivid, vital, crucial, absolutely significant scene. All to do with that same feeling of I'm not loved enough. On the count of four, you are becoming younger. On the count of three and two, you're becoming smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of one, years, months, weeks, days are peeling away from your body. Just be there. As your genius mind pulls up a scene, another scene where you're just a small child and forming a belief, coming to a conclusion that says, oh, I'm not lovable enough. So be in that scene. And as I ask you each question, you know the answer. Where you are now in that scene, is it daytime or nighttime? Are you inside or outside? Are you on your own or is anybody with you? And finally, what are you doing, seeing, feeling? What are you experiencing? And now on the count of one, two, and three, your ears are wide open and you can hear something being said to you or over you or around you. Sometimes it's the most simple thing. You ask for an ice cream, your parents go, no, you can't have ice cream. You haven't been good. Or who do you think you are? We don't have money for stuff like that. Maybe you asked for a particular gift at Christmas or birthday and they said, don't be ridiculous. You can't have that. Maybe you just asked for love and you didn't get it. Maybe you had parents who never hugged you. The amount of clients are, they say, my father never hugged me. My mother never told me she loved me. She never even put her arms around me. And that's a terrible thing. But it doesn't mean you can't have love and affection now. So stay in that scene. See what you saw then. Feel what you felt then and hear exactly what you heard then. And just look at that scene. And all I want you to do is understand that when you've been on the planet for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years, when you've been on the planet for just a few short years, you formed a belief about yourself. You came to a conclusion, oh, people don't love me the way they love other people. My parents don't love me, and if they don't love me, if my own mother or father doesn't love me, how can I ever find anyone else to love me? So stay in that scene, just look at it, and let's go back to just one more. Again, on the count of five, you are drifting back to a vivid, vital, crucial, absolutely significant scene to do with this same feeling. My parents don't love me enough, and therefore I can't get love enough. You're becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. Years, months, weeks, days are peeling away from your body. You are drifting right back right now to another vivid, vital, crucial scene that is all to do with you forming a belief, forming an opinion, coming to a conclusion. My parents don't love me. Or at least they don't love me the way I want them to love me. Go to that scene, just be there. And this scene this time, is it daytime or nighttime? Are you on your own or is anybody with you? What are you doing, seeing, feeling, and experiencing? Feel what you felt then. See what you saw then. Experience what you experienced then. And more than anything, hear what you heard then. On the count of one, two, and three, your ears are open. You can hear what you heard then. And I want you to look at that last scene and just understand what was going on, and whatever was going on that hurt you. But what really hurt you is the meaning you attached to that scene, because you just had a mind that had been here for a few years. So now I want you to look at all of the three scenes together, put them together, and look at each and go, oh yeah, I can see that in that scene, my needs weren't met. When I cried as a baby, no one came. When I cried and I was five and I hurt myself, my parents said, don't be a baby, you're a big boy, toughen up. So I want you to look at these scenes, because each person will have their own scenes. Oh, I was left in my crib to cry. My parents didn't comfort me when I cried. In fact, they saw crying as weakness. Another kid hit me and my parents said, well, it must have been your fault. Fight back, stop being a wimp. You know, I worked with somebody recently who couldn't keep money. And in every scene, her mother gave everything away that she had. Whatever she got as gifts, the mother would give them to other people. And that left her with a belief that I can't keep anything. Not love, not stuff. And in uncovering that, it was a real aha moment for her. But let's make this your aha moment. Look at those scenes and just begin to understand how you form beliefs, how you formed opinions, how you begin to see yourself as that child whose needs weren't met, and how all these years later you still feel that your needs are not going to be met, because now you want someone else to meet your needs. Your parents couldn't, wouldn't, didn't love you the way you wanted them to. And now you're looking for someone else to love you the way your parents didn't. And maybe you'll find it. But you know how you'll find that? By really loving yourself. So look at those scenes. And I just want to say one thing to you. No parent wakes up and goes, right, today is the day I'm going to mess up my kid's life. What can I do today to hurt and diminish and demoralize my child? Many parents do hurt, diminish, and demoralize their child, but they don't wake up and think, how can I plan this? What can I do? They're victims of their own childhood that wasn't enough. And most parents do the best they can, and when they know better, they do better. Some don't even try. But it's okay now, because you are ready to be a loving parent to yourself. So take that little kid from that scene. And I want you to hold that child in your arms. In fact, I want you to go way back to you just being a newborn baby, a brand new newborn baby. And all a baby needs is love. I want you to pick up that little baby. I want you to hold it in your arms. I want you to look at that baby and I want you to go, look at you. You are the most perfect, beautiful, wonderful baby. You are the most perfect, beautiful, wonderful child. Just hold that newborn baby in your arms, rock it, pat it, soothe it, look into that baby's big orb-like eyes. And I want you to repeat some words after me. And the first sentence you're going to say after me is, I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. So look at that little baby and say, I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. No one in the world can play this role like I can. So repeat those two sentences again. I'm becoming a loving parent to you now, and no one in the world can play this role like I can. Now, as we continue doing this, you might be thinking, no, I was fine as a baby. It was when I was three and my dad died, or my dad left, or we lost all the money, or I got sent to this horrible school. Or my mum married a new husband and he was awful to me. So if it was older, then make that child three or four or five, hold them in your arms, sit them on your knee and say exactly the same thing. Look into their big eyes and say, I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. And no one can play this role like I can. And every sentence I say, you repeat it. Here's the next one. I will always have time for you. I will always listen to you. You and I have balance now. There's nothing we can't do. So one more time, let's do this together. As I speak, you can speak out loud. I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. No one else in the world can play this role of loving parent to you the way I can. No one can take on this role of being a loving parent to you as effectively as I can. Because I understand you. I have time for you. I'm here for you. I will always listen to you. I will always have time for you. You and I have balance now. There's nothing we can't do. I love you just the way you are. And I'm here praising you, loving you, acknowledging you, celebrating you, cherishing you. And you may want to repeat some of those phrases again and again and again. And if you do, that's a good thing. So repeat anything. And I want you to think about now, what is it you most wanted to hear? Did you want your parents to say, you're my favorite? You're the smartest kid. You're the best kid. So glad I had you. Maybe you think I shouldn't say that, but it's okay. Whatever you most wanted to hear, I want you to start saying that now. And we all want to hear the same things. We all want our parents to go, I love you. The day I had you was the best day of my life. What a gift you are to me. What a joy you are. What an honor it is to be your parent. I love being your parent. I feel so lucky that I got to have you. So let's do that now. What did you most want to hear? I want you to say to that child, I love you. I'm here praising you. I'm here celebrating you. I'm here championing you. I love you. There's nothing you can't do. Maybe you wanted your parents to tell you that you're smart. And if you did, do that now. You are so smart. You're the smartest kid. Your mind is so great at solving problems. You're good at math. You're good at English. Whatever you felt you weren't good at. And please don't think you have to be good at everything. Maybe you wanted your parents to say, wow, you're interesting. I just love hanging out with you. You're such great company. You're funny. You're wonderful. Maybe you wanted your parents to know that you were beautiful or handsome. If you did, do that now. Remember, your job today is to become a loving parent to yourself. I can't do that for you. No wonderful lover, husband, wife can do that for you, but you can do that for you. So if you wanted to hear you're beautiful, you're handsome, you're talented, you're gorgeous, you're my favorite, if you wanted that, do it now. Do it right now. Take a few minutes and say whatever it is you needed to hear, remembering it is never too late ever to become a loving parent to yourself, and it's never too late to have a happy childhood. So keep going. And those of you that are parents that just love your own little kids and hug them, kiss them, praise them, remember, that's a wonderful thing. But you have to be in that queue too. You deserve love and affection. And if you want love, real love, this is the way to get it. Fall in love with yourself. Praise yourself. Focus right now on the kind of parent you wanted. And pretend you have that parent. Right now, this minute, think of the parent you wanted and be that parent. What would the parent you wanted have said to you? How would they have held you? How would they have loved you? How would they have made you feel safe? How would they have respected your boundaries? How would they have fed you, schooled you, educated you? How would they have celebrated you? What would they have done at birthdays and Christmases? How would they have helped you when you had a bad time and you thought you were fat or you didn't have friends? Would they have sat and talked to you and helped you through? So this is really important, and I want you to take this as your golden opportunity right now with me. Think about what kind of parent would you have loved to have? Who would have been your role model as a parent? You know, I was lucky because I had a grandmother who really loved me. And she was warm and cuddly and squishy, and she had no money, but she made me feel like a princess. And I remember her taking me to a store and saying, well, I wish I could buy you everything. And I remember thinking, I don't want a thing. Everything I want, I have because of her. And so I was lucky that I had her, and I did understand what that real maternal love was because I got it from my wonderful grandmother. So now, do this again. Was there someone in your community, a wonderful loving auntie, a wonderful loving grandmother, maybe a friend's mother that would occasionally scoop you up and tell you something lovely? Maybe there was just one teacher who believed in you. Because even if you never had the parent you wanted, you know and I know what that parent you wanted would have been like. So one last time, I want you to give this 1,000%, one last time. Pretend that you've become the parent you wanted to have and say what you most wanted to hear to yourself. Do it now. I'm going to let you use your words because you know so much better than me what you most needed to hear. The hugs you wanted to get, the praise you wanted to get, the words you needed to hear. We need to hear those words, and some of them just wait 60 years to hear those words, and our parents die and we never hear them, and then we shut down and go, okay, never going to get praise now. That's not true. What are the words? If you wanted to be the favorite, say you're my favorite kid. If you wanted to be the prettiest, say you are the most beautiful kid ever. If you wanted to be the smartest, say it. So we're going to take a few more minutes for you to become a loving parent to yourself. Take it seriously. It is never too late to fill yourself up with the love you most wanted. And I want you to think of yourself as like an empty glass. You're an empty glass, and yet you have to go around and fill other people up with your love, your partner, your children, your friends, your colleagues. But it's hard to fill someone else up when you are empty. And it's hard for someone else to come along and fill you up when you don't believe that you deserve love. or that it's a foreign country. So you're an empty glass. Fill yourself up with love right now, this minute. Go over the top, go overboard, praise yourself lavishly, enthusiastically. Praise yourself, say the words you most need to hear, the words you've wanted to hear. If you felt you're an ugly, stupid kid, I thought I was an ugly, stupid kid. Say you're a beautiful, smart kid. If you weren't noticed, say you stand out because you're just so great. You got such a sunny nature. You're happy. If you were sad, little neglected kid, and many of you I know were, say all your needs are met. I just love meeting your needs. My job is to meet your needs for good food, for a safe, warm place, but mostly for love and praise and connection and hugs. So just take a few more minutes, and then we're going to come back to our full awareness.